Welcome to the Weekend Stakes Preview on the Horse Racing Radio Network, presented by Naira Betts.
As they come for the top of the stretch, it is Nix Go, Mischievous Alex on the outside, room at the rail for Silver State, who now comes on through. By My Standards is still in with a chance as they come down for the eighth pole. It is Silver State at the rail, Mischievous Alex on the outside. It is Silver State who has the lead. Mischievous Alex, By My Standards out in the middle of the track. They're coming down for the finish in the Hillendale Met Mile, and it is Silver State to make it six in a row. Silver State and Ricardo Santana Jr. to win the Metropolitan Handicap.
Now, here's Anthony Stabile and Bobby Newman.
Good evening and welcome to the Weekend Stakes Preview presented by Naira Betts. Bobby Newman in the Iowa studios. Anthony Stabile live at Saratoga Racecourse. We've got 14 races to go over on a power-packed weekend here on the Weekend Stakes Preview. Saratoga, Ellis Park, Del Mar, all in the spotlight both tomorrow and Sunday. And tomorrow is Whitney Day at Saratoga. Welcome back, my friend. How are you, Anthony?
What's happening, Bobby? Glad to be here, ready to roll through 14 Weekend Stakes.
Another phenomenal weekend, and only three tracks that we're covering, and still, with just three tracks, 14 races in all. So we're going to jump right into it. Before we do, however, our friends at Naira Betts always have great promotions going on. What's going on these days?
Yeah, head over to NairaBets.com. HRN200 is the promo code. Bet 200, get 200. It's really a deposit match of twice. So you put in $400, bet the $400, you'll get $200 of it back. The Run Happy Travers Bankroll Builder, if you bet $50 to win on a horse in the Whitney tomorrow, win or lose, you'll get $20 for your Run Happy Travers Bankroll. Head to NairaBets.com for more details. Saratoga live tomorrow, special early first post of 12:35. 12:30 to 7, it'll include the Whitney coverage. It'll also include bonus Hamiltonian coverage, the biggest trotter race for the harness horses. I'll be on that coverage on the FS2 show, 12:30 to 7 on FS2 tomorrow afternoon.
All right, so a great weekend of racing, great coverage, as always, with our friends over at Fox. And let's kick off the proceedings with the first of five stakes on the Saturday card at Saratoga. Races 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 make up a special all-stakes pick 5. It's a mandatory payout. So there's an early pick 5 as usual. There's a late pick 5 on the card. Obviously, if no one hits them, those can carry over into the next day. However, these middle pick 5s, they pay out no matter what. And there is a middle pick 5 tomorrow, races 6 through 10. And race 6 is the $120,000 lure. It is the Phasic Tipton Lure, a mile and a 16th on the turf. These are four-year-olds and up. They're non-winners of a sweepstake in 2021. And a very evenly matched field set a post, Anthony. 12 of them entered. One of them is a main track only. And I know you get excited when you see Tacitus in the past performances. First off, he's the main track only. What is the weather supposed to be like tomorrow at Saratoga?
Gorgeous. There's no shot Tacitus is going to run tomorrow. My heart leapt when I saw him in. I've always wondered how he'd be on the turf, but Bill Mott's opting to keep him main track only, so he won't run. But you're right. Wide open field here. Chad Brown has a strong hand. He has the 2 Delaware. He has the 3 value proposition. He has the 5 Flavia. So of the 11 entered for the turf, Chad has 3 of them. And I do believe that he'll win this. I went with the number 3 value proposition. He just missed to Rinaldi last time over the course in the Forbidden Apple. Rinaldi got loose on the lead. He did all the dirty work trying to chase him down. He's run well since coming back from a September layoff. Just got beat ahead to Casa Creed in the Elusive Quality. Won an allowance race. Ran well in the Forbidden Apple. I'll take him over Flavius, who was left chasing, gets smoking on a loose lead in the Seek again at Belmont, and he should get a better trip in here. The wild card, I think, is the number 9, South Bend. The connections in Bill Mott have flip-flop between dirt and turf for this guy. He goes back for the turf. He might get a little pace to run at. I'll use him as the long shot, but I like the number 3 value proposition to take this lure.
Okay, so 2-1 on value proposition. I went a little bit off the rails with number 11, Dreams of Tomorrow, for Jacques McGahey and Jose Lescano. Loved his race two starts back in an allowance event on the turf at Belmont Park, where he came from well out of it to win going away by some four lengths, went the mile in a very slick 132 flat, came back and won again in an off-the-turf race on a muddy main track at Belmont last time out. He's a horse that is a little bit behind these as far as class goes. I mean, he was running in maiden races just six starts ago, so this will be really an acid test for Dreams of Tomorrow. I don't know what your thoughts are of this horse, but he looks like he's headed the right direction.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, he always dangerous, and this horse has been running well. The fact that he left him in last time made sense. It was a short field. He didn't really have to beat much, but he did it the right way, and now he gets back to his preferred surface, so looking for three in a row.
Okay, race number seven on the card is the Grade 2 $250,000 Glens Falls Stakes. This for fillies and mares going a mile and a half on the turf. Expect the turf to be firm. A short but sweet field of seven set to go to post, and all eyes will be on Bill Mott's trainee, number three, Warlike Goddess. Anthony, you and I have talked about this filly at length, and part of the reason is I think both of us have been on her since her maiden win. She looks like when she gets rolling, her strides go two lengths to everyone else's one.
Yeah, she's one of our pets, right? We kind of found her early on, not only when she broke her maiden, but we followed her up when she won at allowance race, both the Churchill Downs. She's run well in her last two starts, and it certainly just looks like distance is her friend. She gets the mile and a half tomorrow. She should be tough at 8-5. I thought Temple City Terror made some sense, making up ground late to Dalica and Luck Money, who are both in here now. Difference is, I think she's a little bit better, Temple City Terror, on firm ground. I think the other fillies enjoy the cut in the ground. They're not going to get the cut. It's been dry here for quite a few days. So I thought this race was boiled down to Warlike Goddess, Temple City Terror to round it out. And I guess you got to be worried about my sister, Nat. Her two races this year haven't been great, but she's going to get to hear her feet rattle. She's run well at Saratoga in the past. Sister Charlie's little sister, even though she's six, would be the third one in for me. But if we're being honest, Bobby, Warlike Goddess takes another step forward. They're going to have their running shoes on.
A filly, or rather a mare, that both of us have liked all along is Dalica. And, you know, there was some question of whether or not she was going to be a sprinter or a router this time last year. And not only has she turned into a router, she's a distance router. You know, for pace players, it looks like Dalica has a chance of getting to the lead all by her lonesome. Is she one that you worry about maybe taking them all away?
Yeah, sure. She's always dangerous. I always thought she was better sprinting, and now she's going to try and get 12 furlongs. But, yeah, she figures to be the controlling speed in here, and we'll see how far Miggy Mena can take them for our stall with Dalica.
Okay, but both of us going with the favorite, number three, Warlike Goddess, mile and a half. Boy, she looks like that is right up her alley, and we'll see if she continues to move forward for trainer Bill Mott. Race eight on the card is the $500,000 Grade 1 Longines Test for three-year-old fillies going seven furlongs on the main track, a field of eight going to post, and a really, really talented field, Anthony, led by the Acorn winner, Search Results for Chad Brown and Irad Ortiz.
Yeah, what a battle this figures to be, right? It's a field of eight, Bobby, but I think you can make a case for five or six of them. I think the purple elephant in the room, Bob Baffert's going to run Illumination here, won a court battle to be able to run. So the maiden winner is going to run in here. She's only won once in five starts. She breaks from the rail. I think she'd be tough to make. But the rest of them, I think you can almost make a case for any of them. The speed of the speed, I believe, is Bella Sofia. Far outside Rudy Rodriguez, Luis Saez. Now, Rudy's off to a slow start at the meet. But this filly's the goods. She's run really fast in all of her races. I think she's going to be able to get to the front in here. If a horse like Illumination is intent on the lead, Bella Sofia has won from just off the pace. I just think she's flat out faster. It's a spread race. Bella Sofia is going to be the best price, I think, of the horses I like. You have to respect Search Results. She's won from six to a mile and an eighth, with stops, a couple of stops at a mile, including the Acorn. She's a multiple graded stakes winner, and you can't really say enough good things about her. It looked like going into last weekend, this was her and Malafat, their division, the last two weekends, I should say, and I don't know, Malafat got beat, and now maybe this filly can step up. She's working nicely up at the Spa up here at Saratoga for this race. Always Karina, the other Chad Brown. She might appreciate the cutback from a mile and a 16th to the 7 furlongs. Obligatory, picked them up in the 8 bells. Super Sensational was really good with a clean trip finally last time in the victory ride. A lot of ways to go here. I went to the speed of the speed, the number 8, Bella Sophia.
Okay, so you mentioned this is a spread race. Let's dive a little bit into it more. And where does Always Karina sit in the pace scenario of this race? She's gotten to the lead all 3 of her starts, and she's in between both Illumination and Bella Sophia, who are drawn inside and outside respectively. So if you're Flavian Pratt riding Always Karina, what are you trying to do early on in this race?
You got to try and find position. You got to figure out if Illumination goes from the rail and Bella Sophia goes from the outside, your job's a little easy, right? You just got to try and find your spot. I think after last time, Super Sensational is going to look for an outside flow trip. I don't know what they're going to do with Zagel. That was a weird race last time. Zagel just kind of hung around there. Yeah, and see what kind of trip she works out. And then Obligatory, you don't really have to worry about. Obligatory is going to be out the back. So I think Pratt's going to be able to have his choice of where he wants to put Always Karina. She's dangerous because, you know, there's some blue sky there as well. I think the cutback's really going to help her. I just wonder, with her a little close to the pace, if maybe Bella Sophia can get away and run some of these horses off their feet.
Okay, so we're going to go opposite ends of how we think this is going to go. You're going to try to get Bella Sophia to break, just go, and never look back. I'm thinking that they could hit up front, and maybe number 4, Obligatory, is the one who benefits the most. She comes from well out of it. She needs some pace help. She's proven that when she gets the pace help, she's as good as any of these. I'm going to try Obligatory for Bill Mott. Anthony's got Bella Sophia for Rudy Rodriguez. Very, very talented field of 3-year-old fillies in the Grade 1 Longines test. Goes as race 8 tomorrow at Saratoga. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll finish looking at the Saratoga Stakes for Saturday, and we'll look at Ellis's races on Saturday, too. They've got a big card of stakes racing. We're going to cover a couple of those as well. You're listening to the Weekend Stakes Preview presented by Naira Betts.
Bet and watch the races worldwide from the palm of your hand with Naira Betts. Sign up for Naira Betts today and take advantage of premier perks with the best live racing and instant replays in HD, exclusive promotions, and earn points on every bet. Sign up for Naira Betts today with the promo code HRRN200 and earn a deposit match bonus of up to $200. Again, that's HRRN200. With Naira Betts, you can bet any track, anywhere, at any time. Head over to NairaBetts.com.
Woodbine is gearing up for its biggest day of racing on Sunday, August 22nd, with the 162nd Queen's Plate, a day full of the best in Canadian thoroughbred racing, great fashion, amazing food, and loads of fun. And with Woodbine welcoming fans back with limited capacity, you will want to call today to reserve your seat. For more information on racing and handicapping, visit Woodbine.com. That's Woodbine.com.
This year, the fans choose the finalists. Coming this August, for the first time ever, the fans pick the finalists in 4 2021 America's Best Racing Fan Choice Awards categories. Favorite racing TV personality, racetrack food, podcast or radio show, and favorite smaller circuit racetrack. Get ready to be heard and to vote on americasbestracing.net.
The spring summer meet is just heating up at Gulfstream Park, with racing now through September 26th, Friday through Sunday. Look forward to the FTBOA Florida Sire Stakes Series starting July 31st. And stay in on the action from the comfort of your mobile phone with First Bet, the official app of Gulfstream Park. For 10 Palms reservations, stake schedules, or tips and analysis, visit GulfstreamPark.com. We are now fully open for public viewing.
Yo, guys, they call me Jersey Joe, but it's only Joe Bravo. Call me whatever you like. Just so happy that you're listening to Horse Racing Radio Network.
This is the Weekend Stakes Preview, presented by Naira Betts.
Knicks go uncontested as they pass the quarter pole. Last judgment under a full-out drive. Rated R superstar is trying to get involved for the back of the pack. They make the swing for home, and it's Knicks go. Knicks go coming to the final furlong. He is on a 5-6 length lead as they come down the lane. Last judgment, rated R superstar battling for the minors. No doubt about the winner. Knicks go is back in a big way. Last judgment may have just held the place from rated R superstar, and tenfold was fourth.
Welcome back to the Weekend Stakes Preview presented by Naira Betts, Bobby Newman, and Anthony Stabile on a Friday evening, getting ready for a huge weekend at Saratoga, Ellis Park, and Del Mar. You heard there the stretch call of the Prairie Meadows Cornhusker handicap won by Knicks Go. He gets back in the win column, and he will be one of the favorites, if not the favorite, in the Whitney, the million-dollar Whitney, tomorrow at Saratoga. Before we get back to the races, it's time now for the Blood Horse News Update and a look at the top headlines from BloodHorse.com. Panza to depart from Naira after Belmont Park fall meet. The New York Racing Association announced August 6th that Martin Panza will depart from his position as Senior Vice President of Racing Operations at the conclusion of the Belmont Park fall meet October 31st. Since joining Naira in 2013, Panza has been responsible for the leadership and oversight of racing functions at Naira, including the overall development, planning, and execution of Naira's premier stakes offerings and daily racing programs. Panza successfully led Naira's efforts to create significant events by bundling major stakes races into either a single day or across a series of days. The strategy resulted in blockbuster Travers and Whitney days at Saratoga Racecourse and the three-day Belmont Stakes Racing Festival and Stars and Stripes Racing Festival at Belmont Park. Panza also was instrumental in the creation of the Turf Triple Series, which emulates the American Dirt Classics to shine a spotlight on the finest three-year-old turf runners on the male and female side. That wraps up this edition of the Blood Horse News Update. The new Blood Horse Plus, available through BloodHorse.com, provides exclusive content to subscribers, including a daily detailed stakes winners section, behind-the-scenes videos and interviews, on-demand access to deeper horse stats, and much, much more. That's the new Blood Horse Plus on BloodHorse.com. Upgrade today. Anthony, we're all fans of all the racing at Naira year-round, Aqueduct, Belmont, Saratoga. You've gotten to know Marty Panza over the years. He did leave a big footprint on what's going on at Naira.
He took the Met Mile from Memorial Day to Belmont Day, and that might be the thing he'll be most known for. A lot of people thought he was nuts. It worked. He's turned Belmont Stakes Day into the premier day of racing outside of the Breeders' Cup. There's no other way around it. And, a little surprised to see Martin go.
A little surprised, a little saddened, but obviously Naira's in a better place since he's been there. And wish him well in wherever he decides to go next. Okay, let's get back to it. We've got four races to look at this segment. Closing out the card at Saratoga, we owe you the 9th and 10th on tomorrow's card. And they're both million-dollar races. Race 9, the Grade 1 Saratoga Derby Invitational, speaking of that turf triple series. Three-year-olds going a mile and 3/16 on the turf. $1 million the purse. Good mix of American-based runners, European-based runners, and the return of Bolshoi Ballet, who was last seen winning the Belmont Derby.
Yeah, you know, that Belmont Derby is the race that I guess you want to take a look at here. You got Bolshoi Ballet, you got Cellist, you have Du Jour. So you have a handful of runners coming out of that race. I don't know if I want, well, I mean, I do know. I don't want Bolshoi Ballet coming out of that race. I went to Du Jour as the top pick. I think Du Jour probably was affected the most by the dawdling pace. He just never really was able to kick. And he had a wide trip under Flavien Prat. Well, now he draws inside and he gets Joel Rosario and he gets the race under his belt from the trainer change to Bill Mott from Bob Baffert. I don't think the distance is an issue. I thought the horse ran okay last time. I think the cutting back might help him a little bit. Again, I think he's supposed to sit the right trip. With that said, I think Cadillac can win this race. Coming in from Mrs. J. Harrington, this horse ran well against older horses in a grade three last time. They liked this horse in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf last year. He made a bit of a middle move, chasing really from like the half mile to the from the 5/8 to the quarter pole. Tired a little bit late. I thought this horse ran well. You got to use Bolshoi Ballet protectively, defensively, and Cellist. I thought Cellist ran well last time too. So you see what happens with that Belmont Derby. I'm going to take the horse with the worst finish out of there. That's number two, Du Jour.
All right, the worst finish, but the best price tomorrow. Du Jour 8-1 on the morning line. I'm a little bit of a chalk eater in this spot. I liked what I saw from Bolshoi Ballet last time out, and I don't see any reason that he can't run another good race again. He was even money in the Belmont Derby. He ran like an even money shot, and he should be favored and tough to beat once again in the Saratoga Derby Invitational. Goes as race 9 tomorrow at Saratoga. 10th race and the featured event, the Grade 1 Million Dollar Whitney, a mile and an eighth on the main track, 4-year-olds and up. Boy, what this field lacks in quantity, it makes up for by a long ways in quality. From the rail out, By My Standards, Silver State, Swiss Skydiver, Nick's Go, and Maxfield. Morning line favorite is Nick's Go. And the biggest question around Nick's Go, Anthony, is he back?
I think the question is he back? I think the other question is, how much does the lack of Lasix play into this horse's role? The Saudi Cup race and the Met Mile have two things in common. They're around one turn, and they were without Lasix. Now, you'll turn and say, well, in the Pegasus, the lack of Lasix did not affect him at all. And you'd be right. It was one of his fastest races. I'm worried about this horse tomorrow. He's coming off what's easily a career best. He does lose his Lasix. He'll be loose, but I think he's a little susceptible tomorrow. I don't like the filly. I don't like Maxfield. So I'm going to go back to my old friend Silver State, who beat him in the Met Mile. And I think Silver State is a horse that's going to benefit from a good trip in here. He's got Swiss Skydiver to go do a little bit of dirty work, I would imagine. I can't imagine he's going to be too far behind them. And this horse just wins from 7-9. He just wins 6 in a row. He's got to get faster. But I don't know if it's necessarily he's got to get faster. I don't think Nick Scho's going to run as well as he has been without the Lasix. So they're the two clearly for me. I'll ride my boy Silver State one more time in the Whitney.
Okay, I'm going to stick with Nick's Go. To me, it looks like Nick's Go and Maxfield have run races that the other three have never run as far as speed figure-wise, and I think the favorites are the ones to beat in this spot. I can't get past the fact that Nick's Go should be able to get the lead very easily tomorrow in the Whitney, and if he just has to sprint from the half-mile home, I think he's going to be tough to beat. Five horses that are very, very talented. I'm hoping Nick's Go is the most talented tomorrow of the five. Should be an entertaining edition of the Whitney. Goes as race 10 at Saratoga. Let's hop over to Henderson, Kentucky. And Ellis Park has a nice card tomorrow as well. A lot of preview races for the Kentucky Down Stakes to come up a few weeks from now. And we'll start with their fifth race. This is the Kentucky Downs TVG Preview Dueling Grounds Derby. Oh boy, I hope they don't have to say that in the call of the race. That is a mouthful right there. But $100,000 of the purse, a mile and an eighth on the turf. Field of seven set to go to post, Anthony. And I thought this was one of the more wide open races on the docket, even though there's an 8-5 favorite in number 6, Royal Prince.
There's a 5-2 second choice, too, in the number 7, Gershwin. Like you, I thought this race was a little bit more wide open. I do not disagree, Bobby. There's an interesting horse in this race, and it's the number 4, Ethical Judgment. Trainer Brendan Walsh ran this horse on the turf first time out. He got beat ahead. And then he ran him in 3 consecutive races that rained off the turf. He broke his maiden. He finished second to Folsom as the favorite. and then he won an AFN before trying the Ohio Derby, made that little bit of a middle move, almost like a harness-like move, and flattened out to Masquerade and King Fury and Keep Me in Mind. He's going to get back to the turf, and this is, you know, despite the fact that he's done a lot of good work on the dirt, you would assume the amount of times Brendan tried to run this horse on the turf, he's turf intended. Now, I know you got horses in here like a credit who's run well, and we mentioned the two favorites, Royal Prince, who he's won 3 of 9. He's been off the board just once in his career. That was in the American turf. And Gershwin, who's never tried the turf, but certainly should handle it. I'm going to try Ethical Judgment. I'm going to put my faith in Brendan Walsh and Adam Biscuits at a biscuit. I'm going to try Ethical Judgment to number 4.
I like exactly the same horse for exact everything you just said, not to mention the fact that he's by honor code out of a Smart Strike mare. He's bred to be good on the turf. So 6-1 on Ethical Judgment. I think we both think that would be very fair, and we'd love to get it if we can on Ethical Judgment in race 5 tomorrow at Ellis Park. The Kentucky Downs TVG Preview Dueling Grounds Derby, $100,000 on the line. Jump forward to the 7th race tomorrow at Ellis Park. It's the Kentucky Downs TVG Preview Dueling Grounds Oaks. These are the 3-year-old fillies going a mile and a 16th on the turf. Another race that's fairly wide open. I saw some pace in this race, Anthony. I was going to try to go with somebody coming from out of it. Where did you land?
This was a tough race for me. You know, I tried adventuring last time out. She was not very good. Kenny McPhee keeps scratching Olivia of the Desert, and her two turf races, albeit one of them was behind Plum Ali, they weren't great. Michael McCarthy is going to take over the training of number 8, Chargers Dropped, who has run well, especially in her last two since the addition of Blinkers. Now, this is for an old barn, Bob DeBona. She broke her maiden, and then she ran third in the Martha Washington. In the Blinker races, she's gotten progressively better with both starts with Blinkers. I think she has some pace to run at in here. Still charging Maria from the rail, Caldy from the 3-hole. So I'm going to try the number 8 Chargers Drop for Michael McCarthy and Francisco Arrieta.
Okay, she is certainly one of the ones who would benefit if the pace is hot. Still charging Maria, Caldy, taken to the cleaners, all figure to show speed. Anthony's selection, Chargers Drop, figures to be coming from out of it. I went back to adventuring. She kind of reminds me of the one we looked at in the previous race. They tried to get her on the turf 3 times. It rained over to the main track. She's bred for the turf, being by Pioneer of the Nile out of a hard-spun mare. She ran, I think, better than looked in the Tepin last time out, where she was only beaten 2.5 lengths by Navratilova and Toby's Heart. The filly who was 3rd in the race already came back and won in her next start. I think adventuring will be another one that will take advantage of a sensible, if not fast, pace in front of her, and she will come rolling as well. So adventuring for me, number 8 Chargers Drop for Anthony in race 7 at Ellis Park, the TVG Preview Dueling Grounds Oaks at a mile and a 16th. We'll take another break. When we come back, we'll head out west, see what they've got going on where the turf meets the surf out at Old Del Mar. This is the Weekend Stakes Preview presented by Naira Betts on the Horse Racing Radio Network.
Bet and watch the races worldwide from the palm of your hand with Naira Betts. Sign up for Naira Betts today and take advantage of premier perks with the best live racing and instant replays in HD, exclusive promotions, and earn points on every bet. Sign up for Naira Betts today with the promo code HRRN200 and earn a deposit match bonus of up to $200. Again, that's HRRN200. With Naira Betts, you can bet any track, anywhere, at any time. Head over to NairaBetts.com.
Thoroughbred horse racing returns to the home state of Secretariat when Colonial Downs in Virginia conducts its summer season with a new afternoon racing schedule and minimum daily purses of $500,000. The season runs from July 19th to September 1st with racing every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 1:45 p.m. Mark your calendars for Colonial Downs' signature event, the Grade 3 Virginia Derby, on Tuesday, August 31st. All races will be broadcast on TVG this summer. Colonial Downs now running Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday afternoons at 1:45 p.m.
Championship Racing is at legendary Pimlico Racecourse. Watch and wager as Maryland's best compete in a Saturday Summer Stakes campaign worth nearly $1.5 million in purses, culminating on August 21st with a salute to all things Maryland at the Maryland Pride Maryland Strong Celebration. The Pimlico Meet offers live racing Friday through Sunday with a regular post time of 12:40 p.m. Visit the track or catch the live stream at pimlico.com.
Get to know the men and women who make this sport go on Trainer Talk, presented by Facing Tipton. Mike Pena sits down with Hall of Famers, up-and-comers, and everyone in between with an intimate conversation that goes beyond the X's and O's. Hear their stories every Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. Eastern on Sirius 219 XM 201 or streaming live at horseracingradio.net. It's the show that trainers listen to. Trainer Talk, presented by Facing Tipton, only on HRRN.
Hi, this is Shug McGahee, and I really enjoy listening to Horse Racing Radio Network.
This is the Weekend Stakes Preview, presented by Naira Betts.
They're a quarter of a mile from home. Charmaine's Mia and Keeper of the Stars, joined by Maxim Raid on the outside. Going to Vegas is next. And then La Signore, they're in the final furlong, and Charmaine's Mia has been overhauled. On the outside, Maxim Raid, center of the course. Here's La Signore finishing strongly, and so too Bodicita. It's Maxim Raid close to home. La Signore, a final try. Maxim Raid has won the game lead. La Signore was second. Bodicita third, and then Keeper of the Stars.
Frank Miramati on the call of the 2021 Gamely at Santa Anita, won by Maxim Raid, almost 14-1 that day. Maxim Raid will be a much lower price when she tries to take the Grade 2 Yellow Ribbon at Del Mar. Welcome back to the Weekend Stakes Preview presented by Naira Betts, Bobby Newman, and Anthony Stabile. We've got racing from Saratoga, Ellis Park, and now beautiful Del Mar. Before we get to it, Anthony, a reminder, our friends at Naira Betts always have great promotions going on. What have they got these days?
NairaBets.com for a brand new account. HRRN200 is the promo code. They'll deposit match up to $200 of the initial deposit once you bet double. So if you put in $200 and you bet $4, they'll put the $200 back in. Head to NairaBets.com for more details. Run Happy Travelers Bankroll Builder, bet $50 to win on a horse in the Whitney tomorrow. Win or lose, you'll get $20 in your account for the Run Happy Travelers on Saturday, August 28th. Head over to NairaBets.com for more details. Saratoga Live, special first post at the spot tomorrow, 12:35. 12:30 to 7 on FS2, including bonus coverage of the Hamiltonian from the Meadowlands, which I'll be a part of.
And I'll tell you another thing about our friends over at Naira Betts, compared to maybe some other places. You can watch 4 screens at once with Naira Betts, whereas maybe with some of the other ADWs, it's a maximum of 2. And you, Anthony, as somebody who loves action and hosts a lot of these shows, realize the value of being able to have 4 screens up at once.
Yeah, no question about it. Just makes things a whole lot easier to direct traffic.
Okay, let's get out to the West Coast. Del Mar's got some stakes races both tomorrow and Sunday. We'll start with race 9 on the Saturday card where the turf meets the surf, and the 2-year-olds are in the spotlight. It's the $200,000 Grade 2 Best Pal, 6 furlongs on the main track. 7 of them entered here, Anthony. Not a lot to go on. All of these horses coming in good form. Really just a question of which one you think is going to jump forward.
Man, these gun runners, Bobby, have really impressed me so far. The number 3, Papa Cap, for Mark Cassie, who was just inducted into the National Museum of Racing and Hall of Fame this afternoon here at the Spa. He'll team up with Joe Bravo. This horse went gate to wire. I like this comment, shrugged off full quarter pole. That's exactly what he did. Horse come alongside of him, and he just swatted him away like a fly. Went about his business, won by open lengths. Solid work to have. You know, Mark's put a couple of breezes into this horse at Del Mar. One out of the gate, one from the pole. I think he's the goods. I like the 3, Papa Cap.
Papa Cap was able to get the lead fairly easily in his debut. Question is, will that happen once again? Does he have to have the lead to win? There are other horses in here who have shown speed. Number 1, Bet on Mookie, went wire to wire last time out on the turf. Number 2, Our Empire, sprinted and made the lead going 4.5 furlongs at Belterra Park. Number 7 Olympic Legend went gate to wire at Los Al in his last start. So we'll see if Papa Cap is able to make the lead over these other speedsters or if he even needs the lead to run well. Anthony going with number 3 Papa Cap. He's 8-5 on the morning line. I went with somebody who's proven that they don't need the lead. Number 6 Aquitania Arrival for Pete Miller and Juan Hernandez. This was a Billy Morey trainee when he debuted at Churchill Downs back at the end of May. Came from 4th in his debut, 3 lengths out of it to win going away by just about 2 lengths. He went 58-1 for the 5 furlongs, very respectable time. Now he's been transferred over to Peter Miller's barn in Southern California, showing 4 works since his arrival in SoCal. And if they hit up front, I think Aquitania Arrival is certainly one of the ones that can benefit. But to be honest, Anthony, I don't see anyone in this field that looks like their last race completely dominates the rest of them. You know, usually in these 2-year-old stakes, there are one or two that look like, well, those two have already run way faster than everyone else, and the others are going to have to improve. This is a little bit more evenly matched and kind of a guessing game.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. I just like the way this horse handles himself first time out. I do believe he'll get to the top in here, but you make a lot of valid points. These 2-year-olds, listen, we're in the middle of August. They're not running that fast. The races aren't that fast right now. They'll take turns beating each other. If they ran this race 50 times, you'd have 48 different results.
All right, so that was the Grade 2 Best Pal goes as Race 9 tomorrow at Del Mar. The 10th race at Del Mar tomorrow is the $200,000 Grade 2 Yellow Ribbon. Fillies and mares going 1/16 on the turf. Got a nice field of 10 set to go to post. We heard the call of Maxim Rate winning the Grade 1 Gamely in her last start at Big Odds. She will be a much lower price tomorrow. She'll be one of the favorites. She may end up being the favorite in the race, but it's a little bit more wide open than that.
Yeah, I would agree with all of everything you just said. She got a really good ride from Juan Hernandez last time. And maybe she gets it again, but again, these fillies all seem to be taking turns beating each other and knocking on the door against each other. Dog tag cuts back from 1.25 miles. I'm going to take the fresh face, and I'm going to take the 3-year-old. Princess Grace won the 4-year-old, rather, but she is the fresh face. She's been on the East Coast throughout her career. She's 4-5 in her career. One defeat came when she probably made the lead a little bit too soon in the Valley View. Liked her race last time, despite the fact that it was at Parks. She's improved with almost every start on the turf. Kent DeSormo is going to ride for Mike Stidham. She's got a couple of nice breezes leading up to this on the all-weather at Fair Hill on the training track. I'm going to try Princess Grace heading out west, see if she can be a little bit of a new shooter and take this down at that 8-1 on the morning line.
8-1 for Princess Grace. Figures to come from a little bit off the pace. There is some speed in here. Number 2, Raimundo's Secret. Number 3, Charmaine's Mia. Both go to the lead more often than not. Don't know if it's going to be a breakneck pace, but they should set an honest pace. I went to number 1, Bodicita, for Richie Baltus and Trevor McCarthy. Liked the way she looked coming from well out of it, maybe too far out of it. Last time out in the Gamely, she was only a length behind Maxim Rate that day. She's won at Del Mar in the past. That was her first race off a long layoff. I think second race off the layoff, she has every right to improve. And I'm hoping they hit up front. I'm kind of hoping that Bodicita gets the same trip that you're hoping Princess Grace gets, coming from maybe a few lengths off the pace and powering down the lane. Both of us taking shots with prices. Anthony going with Princess Grace. She's 8-1. I went to the one Bodicita. She is 6-1 on the morning line in tomorrow's Yellow Ribbon. Sticking with Del Mar on Sunday, the featured race at Del Mar, the Grade 3 $150,000 La Jolla Handicap. These are the 3-year-olds going 1/16 on the turf. We've got a field of 6, Anthony, and a horse that I've gotten to know pretty well in number 1, Stiletto Boy. His last 2 races right here at Prairie Meadows. In fact, he won the Iowa Derby, masterful ride on the front end by Jose Ortiz. Off that win, he has changed barns. He's changed ownership. He's now in Ed Moger's barn. This horse is bred to be okay on the turf. He's by Shackelford out of a marquetry mare. I like Stiletto Boy. What do you think?
All right, so Stiletto Boy for Bobby Newman, trying to wave that local Iowa flag. Yeah, I wonder how this horse is going to handle the move to the turf. He's supposed to be on the front end. He's faster than these horses early. Got some question marks, though. You got the Zoffirelli, the number five, shipping in from Europe for Jeff Mullins. Ralph Beckett had this horse overseas. Cathkin Peak came over back in August of last year. Won a couple of races as a two-year-old to Phil D'Amato. Came back in the Pasadena behind a horse by the name of Rock Your World. He was even money into Rock Your World. Phil's having a very tough time of it at Del Mar. As we record this show Friday afternoon, 1-35 going into the weekend. Those are not Phil D'Amato numbers. I thought this horse ran okay last time. You see the long break, and that's a problem with the barn going as slowly as it's going. But with Stiletto Boy's question mark on the turf, at least you know there'll be some speed. I'm going to try Cathkin Peak from the four hole for D'Amato and Juan Hernandez.
Okay, so Cathkin Peak for Anthony in the La Jolla. I agree with you. Phil D'Amato, you know, he's one of those trainers you just scratch your head when you see stats like this because you know, first of all, it's not going to last forever. And you know that he's got, you know, he and his team are way too talented and they've got way too good of horses to be throwing numbers in like this. So just a matter of when for Phil D'Amato and his barn. And maybe this kickstarts them. Cathkin Peak for Anthony in La Jolla. Once again, I'm going to try the local boy. If you're an Iowa guy, Stiletto Boy. He actually went through the Fasig-Tipton sale after he won the Iowa Derby, and he was sold for $420,000. I mean, this is a horse who would... What's that?
That's a lot of scratch.
I mean, if you think about it, it's a horse who took five starts to get his maiden win, and then he won the $250,000 Iowa Derby. It's not a graded race. They put him in the sale and somehow hit the jackpot. Three sevens came up in the form of $420,000 for this son of Shackelford, who, by the way, is a gelding. He's not a full horse. He's a gelding. So the new connection, Steve Moger, Ed Moger Jr., obviously liked this horse a lot to be spending that kind of money at the sale with the little bit of resume that he had behind him. They saw something or think they saw something that maybe others didn't, and maybe turf is it. I'll tell you this, Anthony. If this horse is as good or better on the turf as he's been on the dirt, they better not let him get to the lead by himself because it's going to be trouble for everybody else. Stiletto Boy for me in the La Jolla. Cathkin Peak for Anthony in the Grade 3 La Jolla goes as Race 9 Sunday at Del Mar. We're going to take our final break. When we come back, we've got four more races to look at. Three of them Sunday at Saratoga, one Sunday at Ellis Park. You're listening to the Weekend Stakes Preview presented by Naira Betts on the Horse Racing Radio Network.
Bet and watch the races worldwide from the palm of your hand with Naira Betts. Sign up for Naira Betts today and take advantage of premier perks with the best live racing and instant replays in HD, exclusive promotions, and earn points on every bet. Sign up for Naira Betts today with the promo code HRRN200 and earn a deposit match bonus of up to $200. Again, that's HRRN200. With Naira Betts, you can bet any track, anywhere, at any time. Head over to NairaBetts.com.
Live racing is back at Ellis Park with a 31-day Run Happy Meet through September 4th. Admission is free with reserved seating available in the Sky Theater and Clubhouse through ellisparkracing.com. And for the first time, all Ellis Park races will be shown in high definition. Purses are scheduled to average a record $350,000 a day, including Kentucky Bred Maidens running for a track record $51,000. With 16 stakes and a two-year-old program as good as anywhere in the country, Ellis Park is the place to be this summer. Visit EllisParkRacing.com. Ellis Park, feel the thunder.
Racing is back at Colonial Downs July 19th through September 1st with top-class racing every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Large fields and premier dirt and turf courses will give bettors plenty of opportunities for great value and big payouts, and horsemen will love the average purses of $500,000 per day. With a beefed-up stakes schedule and generous guarantees for owners and trainers, Colonial Downs is the place to race and wager this summer. Learn more at ColonialDowns.com.
We'll be right back. HRRN is live online. Go to our website at horseracingradio.net to stream all of our broadcasts live or listen to the show archives anytime. Read our blogs, get the latest news, and see our entire broadcast schedule. It's all there at horseracingradio.net. And follow us on Twitter at HRRN and like our page on Facebook. Search Apple Podcasts for HRRN and download our latest shows. HRRN is home to racing's biggest events, and our home on the web is at horseracingradio.net.
This is Wesley Ward. I'm the conqueror of Royal Ascot. I listen to HRRN.
This is the Weekend Stakes Preview, presented by Naira Betts.
Theodera in fourth, passing out. Gains a bit of ground down towards the rail from fifth, and Clara Peters is sixth. The field comes off the turn and enters the stretch, and here is Catch-A-Bid now to take the lead. It's Catch-A-Bid in front. Noor Sahara on the outside is moving up into second as Zenobia drops back. Then comes Viadera, and passing out is looking for a way through. Here's Noor Sahara. Here's Viadera on the outside. Viadera wins it right at the end. Viadera over Noor Sahara and passing out in third. And the time was 1 minute 38 seconds.
John Imbrial on the call of the 2020 edition of the De La Rose, won by Viadera. It was her first win in the United States. And if you were lucky enough or smart enough to better that day, you got a little over 6-1, like some people on this radio show did, Mr. Anthony Stabile.
Yes, one of my favorite fillies last year. I got 6-1, 5.5-1, and 5.5-1. It was a nice spring, summer and fall with the daughter of Bated Breath.
Well, let's get to it. We've got four races left on this week's edition of the Weekend Stakes Preview, presented by Naira Betts, Bobby Newman, and Anthony Stabile. Let's take a look at those Sunday races at Saratoga, and race number 7 is this year's edition of the De La Rose, $120,000 purse. These are fillies and mares going a mile on the turf. Viadera will not be 6-1 this year in the De La Rose. She was actually set to run a few weeks ago. A race was taken off the turf. She ended up not racing, so she's been ready for a few weeks to make her 2021 debut. Is she the best in this field?
I think if she shows up, especially in her favorite distance, a flat mile, they're going to have their running shoes on. There's some speed in here with Raven's Cry and Star Command and Shifty She. So, yeah, I think it's Viadera's race to lose, Bobby. I think she makes an awful lot of sense on Sunday.
I think there's two of them in here that make a lot of sense. Viadera is definitely going to be tough to beat. I ended up going with number 7, Regal Glory, who's actually run against Viadera in the past. She has recency, whereas Viadera doesn't. Another Chad Brown trainee. I thought she ran a better-than-looked race last time out in the Grade 1 Just a Game, where she finished fourth behind Altica. She really did not have the cleanest of trips that day. She didn't break all that well. She was a little bit strong-minded and tough to handle for Jose Ortiz. That's actually the second race in a row where she has not been really calm and easy going in the early parts of the race. She was able to overcome it in the Plenty of Grace. She couldn't overcome it in the Just a Game. Maybe breaking from the outside post will help her to calm down a little bit. I think if Regal Glory runs her good races, she's the only one that has a chance to beat Viadera if she runs her good races. So Viadera for Anthony, not a surprise in the De La Rose. I'm going to try to be the contrarian and go with Regal Glory. Goes as race 7 on Sunday. Eighth race on the card is the Grade 2 $200,000 Adirondack for the 2-year-old fillies, going 6.5 furlongs on the main track. 9 of them set to go to post, Anthony, and another one that's very tough to handicap.
Yeah, this Adirondack, you know, this series of the 2-year-old races used to be a little more of a series where you would see horses running all of them. You only have 2 fillies coming out of the Schuylerville. The second and third place finishers, Mainstay, who's the half to Vequist, and third place finisher, Saucy Lady T. And then you have a bunch of the shippers coming in. I had a tough time with this race, a really tough time with this race. I want to use a bunch of them. I guess Wicked Halo. Wicked Halo ran pretty well, dueling on the front end. Behave Virginia picked her up late in the game. I ended up with Behave Virginia ran really well that day. Wicked Halo, though, was kind of run well in both of her starts. So I landed there, but it's certainly a race where I'm looking to spread a little bit.
Well, we've got the same idea, but different runners in here. We both like the fillies coming out of the races at Churchill Downs. Wicked Halo was third in the debutante. The filly who was a half a length in front of her in second was the favorite that day on the ones and twos, and she's back in against Wicked Halo, this time up at Saratoga. I went to On the Ones and Twos, who gets Irad Ortiz aboard for the first time. Same theory as with the Best Pal at Del Mar. I'm just looking for a chance of maybe a runner to be able to pass at the runners. I know on the Ones and Twos is not going to be mixing it up for the lead. She wants there to be some pace in front of her. I think there will be. Wicked Halo, I'm not sure what she'll do if she doesn't get the lead. Maybe we don't have to worry about that. Maybe she's just faster than this field, and she's going to get out and go. But we're on the same page. We like the fillies coming out of the debutante at Churchill. I went with the runner-up on the ones and twos. Anthony going with the third-place finisher, Wicked Halo, in a tough renewal of the Grade 2 Adirondack Sunday at Saratoga. That's not all Saratoga has on Sunday. Three stake races on the Sunday card, and race 9 is the Grade 3 $700,000 Saratoga Oaks Invitational. These are three-year-old fillies going a mile and 3/16 on the turf. 8 of them past the entry box, and just like the Saratoga Derby the day before, a good mix of American-based runners and shippers from across the pond.
Yes, and these are the races you like to see up here at Saratoga. So Rocky Sky, they're kind of high on Rocky Sky. First time in this country, Chad Brown, Peter Brandt, Irad Ortiz Jr. is going to ride. See Charlie Appleby coming over with Creative Flair. You see the local Con Lima, who's done nothing but run first or second in all but one of her starts in her career. 5 for 7 with 2 seconds on the turf. I mean, Hickory Plum LE, it looks like Plum LE's kind of got left in the dust right now, but I wonder if her getting back to firm ground is going to help. Mesador comes in for Joe O'Brien. Gam's Mission's done nothing wrong. Higher Truth interests me, Bobby. She ran well in the Belmont Oaks last time. And I wonder from that draw, she's drawn along the inside again. I wonder if Jose Ortiz could work out a trip. She's improved greatly with every race. The added distance, this 1.25 mile races, this is 1 3/16. I think they've kind of been right in her wheelhouse as well. It's a wide open race, and the Euros figure to play a role. My top pick will come from Higher Truth, Rocky Sky, Creative Flair. One of those three would be the top pick. It's funny, the weather is could play a factor. That's why I really don't want to commit to a top pick in that turf race, because I do think that course condition could play a factor. My pick will come from one of those three fillies. I really like Higher Truth, though, the way she has developed for Chad Brown in a pretty quick amount of time, short amount of time. She's developed into a nice filly. Again, the 1.25, the 1 3/16 in this instance, I think helps her cause.
We're on the same filly here, and the fact that Higher Truth ran so well on a turf course labeled good in the Belmont Oaks Invitational last time out has to make you a little bit more confident, even if there is a little bit of rainfall before Sunday's race, because Higher Truth has shown that she can handle the firm going. Maybe we don't know how she would handle real soft yielding turf, but if there is some give in the ground, a little give in the ground, it certainly didn't seem to bother her last time out.
No, it didn't. I'd be more worried if you're a Plum LE fan. I'd be more worried about the give with her than I would with Higher Truth. But I do think, obviously, with the more moisture, the more of an edge the Euros have.
Okay, and I think that's pretty much the general thinking through most people when it comes to the Euros, that the softer the turf, the more of an advantage they have. It doesn't work that way with all the European-based runners, but more often than not, that seems to be the way of thinking. I agree with you, though. I think Higher Truth is going to be very dangerous. I'm going to put her on top. No matter what the turf condition is, I may not like her as much if there's a real deluge before that race. Hopefully that doesn't happen, and hopefully they get clean trips, and we'll see if Higher Truth is the one. Boy, it tells you, She debuted at Tampa for Chad Brown, and the general thinking during the wintertime is that Chad Brown's top runners stay at Gulfstream and kind of his secondary ones go to Tampa. That is not true. We've seen a lot of these horses that debut at Tampa, whether it be for Chad Brown or Christophe Clement or a few other trainers, go on to be very, very successful.
No question about it. They love that turf course over there, both the Peter Brandt runners and the Seth Klarman runners on their Klarvich stables. You know, it's not necessarily about the money. It's about getting out of those maiden ranks. And I know they really like that turf course over at Tampa Bay Downs.
Okay, that is the ninth and the final of the three stake races Sunday at Saratoga, the Grade 1 Saratoga, rather the Grade 3 Saratoga Oaks Invitational. Hop back over to Henderson, Kentucky for the ninth race on the Sunday card at Ellis Park. This is the Kentucky Downs Preview Turf Cup. $125,000 the purse. These are three-year-olds and up going a mile and a quarter on the turf. We've got a field of nine. Where'd you land?
This was probably the toughest race I handicapped of the 14 races. The knee-jerk is to go to Tide of the Sea, right? But his best races are done on the front end. And I think, going the mile and a quarter, he's going to face a little bit of pressure in here. I think Family Way for Brendan Walsh can put a little pressure on him coming out of the shorter races. So while he's the class and he's the horse that I think makes the most sense, and a horse I would definitely use if I was playing pick fours and pick fives, with the presence of the number seven, Family Way, I think he's going to be a little... even the number eight, Strong Tide, I think he's a little vulnerable in here. Again, it's a spread. I'm certainly using Tide of the Sea in my wagers, in my pick fours and pick fives. I would use Spooky Channel. I wanted to go off the reservation a little bit. And I guess the price is this horse. He's 12 to 1. The 6 Bluegrass Parkway is making his third start for trainer Mike Maker. He dead-heated in his first. He had no chance the way the race unfolded at Gulfstream in his next start. And then last time out, he kind of got eliminated at the start and still ran on okay. This is a horse that's run well at these added distances, maybe even more distance for him. He's a big price. Maker's barn is going good all over now. Kentucky, New York, you name it. He's winning races. I'm going to try Bluegrass Parkway. It's a little bit of an upset. I'd use Tide of the Sea. I would even use Family Way and Spooky Channel. I'd use those four in multi-race wagers.
Okay, I'm going to go one more time to number three, Spooky Channel. I just think that he's been facing a little bit stronger company than what he's going to see Sunday. I don't know if he still has it in him, but he is 9 for 22 lifetime. He is a classy individual. I think this is his best chance in a while to get back to the winner's circle. So Spooky Channel for me in the Kentucky Downs Preview Turf Cup. It goes as race 9 Sunday at Ellis Park. 14 races in the books. Anthony, it's time now for the Naira Betts Best Bet.
This is the Naira Betts Best Bet.
All right. I am going to go back to Del Mar. The best pal, Papa Cat, Mark Cassie, newest Hall of Famer. I think he takes some gates of wire against the two-year-olds.
Okay, so Papa Cat in the best pal for Anthony. That is Saturday at Del Mar. I'm going Saturday to Saratoga, a horse that I don't think Anthony loves, but he respects. I love the way Bolshoi Ballet looked in the Belmont Derby. I don't see any reason he can't look as good in the Saratoga Derby. It's a Grade 1 race. It's $1 million purse. Mile and 3/16 on the turf. Ryan Moore back in to ride the Aiden O'Brien trainee. We'll see if Bolshoi Ballet can remain undefeated in the States as he figures to be favored in the Saratoga Derby Invitational. That'll wrap up this weekend's edition of the Weekend Stakes Preview presented by Naira Betts. A reminder, tomorrow, join us for the Equine Forum. Mike Penna and the show that launched the network, the three-hour bonanza of the Equine Forum, 8 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time on HRRN. And take a listen to the lineup tomorrow. Trainers Mark Cassie and Brendan Walsh discuss their runners in Saturday's stakes races. Brad Free from the Daily Racing Forum looks ahead to Saturday's Best Pal and Yellow Ribbon out at Del Mar. Mill Ridge General Manager Price Bell previews the 100th Fasig Tipton Saratoga sale. Sean Clancy goes in the room with Hall of Fame jockey Jose Santos. Kurt Becker takes you on a stroll through racing history presented by Lane's End and Keeneland, plus Unsung Heroes presented by Claiborne, our industry star of the week presented by Stuart Morris, and today's first bet. Wow, a power-packed edition of the Equine Forum tomorrow, every Saturday, here on HRRN from 8 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time. That'll wrap up this edition of the Weekend Stakes Preview presented by Naira Betts. For Anthony Stabile and producer Lee Delapina, I'm Bobby Newman. Have a great weekend, everybody.